105,000 Australians are homeless, according to the census. Most live in boarding houses or supported accommodation or temporarily with friends. When those options aren't available, the open air is all that's left. And the group Shine a Light has a plan to help the rough sleepers in Melbourne get through Christmas. Two local Melbourne residents, Hayden Dinsdale and Zoe Sculper, are raising money to buy and donate portable backpack beds. The goal is to raise $15,000, and as of tonight, Hayden himself will be living rough for 5 nights, not just 1 night like those corporate executives who sleep out for 1 night a year. He'll be talking to the people who run the shelters and services for the homeless, and he's with us now. Hayden, welcome to breakfast.
Thank you for having me, James. How are you?
Well, so just tell me about these backpack beds you're trying to buy. What are they?
So there's a company called Swags for Homeless, and basically they're a not-for-profit organisation, and they've made these amazing backpack beds. It's a backpack that unfolds into this fully enclosed, fire-retardant, mildew-resistant, waterproof bed, and they're very convenient, very lightweight, very portable. They've won a lot of awards from them as well. So we've actually teamed up with Swags for Homeless, and we are running a fundraiser through those guys to purchase 148 backpack beds, which will be more than enough to cater for every person sleeping rough in Melbourne's inner city.
Okay. And in addition to giving it to shelters and agencies, you're going to, what, hand out some yourself, or it'll all be done through the existing processes?
Yeah, ideally what we want to do is distribute them through different locations all around the CBD to the mission shelters organisations, the places that are relevant to helping the homeless already. Potentially, depends on how many we get, in all honesty. If we get a massive influx of donations and we exceed our target of $15,540, we can probably very well start just actually giving them out to people, or we can go further widespread and try and cover more areas in the state rather than just the inner city.
And why will you be sleeping at Rough for the next 5 days?
Well, I think it's important to know what they're actually going through. You know, I'm helping with this cause to help them, yet I've never myself been homeless. I've spent a bit of time sleeping in my car last year when I was sort of going through a little bit of a rough job transition, but I haven't had to, you know, I had the comfort of a vehicle to sleep in. So I think to know what it's like and to experience it firsthand will make it all the more visceral, all the more real, and it'll inspire and implore others to get on board and want to support the cause, because they see how passionate, you know, we are about helping this. This is something that means a lot to us, and we want to have as much impact as possible.
Is this passion new to you?
Not at all. No, This is just part of a massive project. I think in life, you know, I've got a lot of values, a lot of goals, and I want to help as many people as possible. This is a small part of that whole pie, and it's about basically doing good things and filtering that out to other people so that they in turn can do good things for others. It's just paying it forward. That's all it is.
And why has your passion been directed towards homelessness?
Well, this all stemmed from something that Zoe did with a friend last year. So
this Zoe is your went partner, out, Zoe Scott.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. So she went out on her own volition last year in the city, made a bunch of treats, got some presents with her own money, went out and gave them out, and it was received really well. And she just said to me, hey, do you want to get on board this year? And I'm always down for helping projects. I'm always, you know, I want to contribute and help any way possible. So we put our heads together, did some brainstorming, and just came up with this idea for this movement. And essentially what we decided was, hey, let's just shine a light on what's actually happening in the state of homelessness in Melbourne, and let's shine a light of positivity, hope and opportunity for the homeless. Let's put our heads together and get organisations involved that are already helping. Like, let's have as much impact as possible. That was the key word there. It's just impact. How can we make it happen? And doing that.
And what can people do if they want to help you out?
If they want to help us out, visit www.facebook.com/everyoneisequal. And all the information necessary is on that page. We've got the crowd fundraiser, which has been launched through chuffed.org. That's finishing up on December 21st. So we're trying to raise 15,000 by December 21st. Now, we've already got, I think, about 1,500 in the last two days thereabouts. We need to really ramp that up. And then other than that, we're going to be doing some present donating and things like that too. So essentials. We're putting together survival packs, so socks, underwear. We'll be putting up information on drop-off sites for socks and underwear and things like that on the page as well. So any information that people need, they can visit that page.
Hayden, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, sir.
Hayden Dinsdale, sir. Raising money for Shine a Light. You definitely donate now to Shine a Light to buy a backpack bed for homeless in Melbourne for this Christmas. Tonight, visit our website for more details, or just Google Everyone is Equal Facebook. I think that'll probably get you there.